702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 9:36 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for staying with the show so far. We're in the final 24 minutes of Weekend Breakfast. And as we do on a Sunday, we conclude the show in the Music Corner. And joining me today for Music Corner is trumpeter Ndabo Zulu. And I'm so very happy and excited to welcome this award-winning musician to the program. Ndabo, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
It's such an honor to be invited for this show. Thank you.
Yo, Ndabo, listen, you you have got such a lovely, a compelling body of work. You are a summer award-winning trumpeter. Your debut album, Queen Nandi, the African Symphony, that dropped in 2019, features a really impressive cohort, the likes of Unduduzo Makatini, Uzowi Mudiha, amongst others. You spent 2 years studying in Norway, and we'll get to that, and you'll tell us all about that period of time. And we're largely going to be playing the music from the Queen Nandi, the African Symphony album in our conversation this morning. But, you know, just talk to us about how you came to the trumpet as your instrument of choice specifically, and then we'll get to understand the Queen Nandi African Symphony release.
The trumpet being my instrument of choice, really, I don't know if I would say it really was my instrument of choice, because it was a transition from a number of instruments that I started playing, and it really led to me playing the trumpet, because I initially started on something called the steel drums, which is a Caribbean native instrument. And then I later progressed to playing the African marimba. And that very same band where I was playing the steel drums and the marimbas was a marching band called the Field Band Foundation, which also had trumpet. And and in this one weird day, they had to take photos of kids holding instruments, and they needed people who were wearing a full school uniform that day, and I was one of them. And because I was tiny, so they gave me the trumpets to go pose with. While we were doing that, I was just messing around with the instrument. And the CEO thought it really made sense for me to start playing the trumpet because of how easy I managed to make a sound from it. And really, that's how the journey started.
Sure.
I really wish I had a special story, like I can't say something like that. I mean, it is a special story as well, because I really wasn't anticipating that from that day going forward I would start playing the trumpet. But I don't think I chose to play the trumpet, really. It was a very, for me as well, it was a very weird way of starting to play an instrument and really being stuck with that very same instrument and finding it as an extension of yourself.
Yeah, an extension of yourself. So all coincident, all accidental, but fortuitous in the long run, because of course last year you won yourself 3 awards at the South African Music Awards: Newcomer of the Year, Best Jazz Album, and Best Duo Group of the Year categories. You took all of those, and all thanks to your debut album, Queen Nandi, the African Symphony. What was Queen Nandi about, or what is Queen Nandi, the African Symphony, about, that album? What were you working out? What were you working on? The seeds at the core of that project.
So I'll try and make it very brief. So once again, it's the very same way. So my musical journey has just been this one thing that I had its own life, and I've come to a point where I've admitted the fact that things are not going to go as I planned them, but it has its own life and it wants to fulfill its own purpose. Because initially, I started writing this music like 7 years ago, from my undergrad. And while I was writing this music, I was planning on recording it in Norway while I was doing my undergrad. I then later decided that I also want to do my master's. So for my master's research, the idea was really the music that I've written, that I play with the Norwegian band and sometimes played with the South African band, which has the same instrumental lineup, why does it sound different? Why do I play differently when I play with both these bands, with the South African band and the Norwegian band? That was going to be my research. So me coming back to South Africa, then I then figured out a few things, and the music really then decided that I can't record it with Norwegians. It has to be a thing of home. That's just a short version of it. And really, the reason why, because it's a much longer story, but the reason why I then decided to call it Nandi is because my last name, as people know, is Zulu.
Yes.
And I really wanted to commemorate the Zulu dynasty and the Zulu kingdom, and also just my ancestry.
Mm.
And what better way to do that with doing it with King Shaka, and trying to tell King Shaka's story sonically, and also just commemorate the fact that we appreciate what he had done for the Zulu dynasty and for the Zulu kingdom.
Yeah.
But I then shortly realized that King Zulu's journey, King Shaka Zulu's journey, was really nothing without his mother. And his mother is Nandi, Queen Nandi, Waselangi. And I realized that actually their lives were intertwined. So if I am commemorating Queen Nandi, in one way I'm also commemorating Queen Shaka, because Queen Nandi was King Shaka's mom.
Mm.
And she is the one who grew King Shaka to be the king who he was later on. And Queen Nandi was the first Zulu queen to not be called the regent, but to be called queen without being married to the king, because of the relationship that he had with his son. So for me calling it Queen Nandi is the same as saying it's King Shaka at the same time.
Sure.
So, and that's the reason why I just decided to commemorate Indalaba, which is Queen Nandi.
Mm. You know, Ndavo, I know you wanted to keep it brief, and I just give us a sense of, and that's a lovely context and a background that you've given us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a sense of why you couldn't undertake this project with a Norwegian band. And you so much lives in language and culture, in the soil of a place. I can imagine it and understand it from that perspective. What was it that finally made you make that decision?
Me trying to figure out how we express ourselves on the bandstand, with the Norwegian band and the South African band, the differences between the two bands, I thought maybe I should go back to the traditions, to the religions that we have in the country, and also go back in the instrumental history, the instruments that we use here in South Africa to express our traditional music, likewise in Norway. So for me, it went without saying that I will, of course, started home to do my research.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was doing my research here in South Africa, I then later realized that with factors like colonialism, factors like Christianity coming to and missionary, I then realized that most of the instruments that we have here in South Africa that are indigenous to the land were not used as much as I really had hoped that I could find information around them. And one of the things that I really figured out is that the distortion came from the colonialism and from the missionary work that was done. So which meant that all the other instruments that were South African native were then kind of put on. I don't want to say hold, but were kind of disregarded, because, I mean, naturally, as soon as the colonizers came down and the missionaries were teaching this music, everyone wanted to associate themselves, because it also meant something in the social structure. So I then realized that if we are then going to try and rectify that, then we have to find a way where we could put this instrument in a setting with what we call conventional instruments, which most of them are from the West anyway.
Sure.
So it meant that the follow-up project for me then having to change the lineup of the band setup to what it is now, Umgidi Ensemble, meant that this would avail an opportunity for me to maybe for the follow-up album to include even more indigenous instruments, which are going to play with these conventional instruments like the piano, the trumpet, the saxophone, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the limitations was that, as well, there is no official conventional way of writing for these instruments, because when we're playing in a band setup, I write music in sheets, which was created a long time ago and was created for this conventional instrument, which is a thing of the West. So I then thought, I mean, as much as we want to decolonize as much of the things as we can, but there are some things that are really functional, and we cannot deny that, you know. So what we could do, because the research around those things has been done for a very long time, we could take those and try and implement it to the instruments that are slowly dying, because they still are dying. There are instruments that we cannot find players of them. Mm. Like in some of the research that I was doing, one of the instruments which was played by Princess Makoko, called Ukubu, they are saying currently there's no one who plays that instrument. So some instruments are extinct. And for us to eradicate that, we have to start somewhere. Mm. And I thought, for me, this could be my contribution, you know. I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to turn out to be as I had hoped, that maybe there's going to be some sort of turnaround and some sort of resurrection of this instrument. But the only thing I can do, and the only thing we could do as musicians, is to have an initiative and hope that we could try and eradicate that disability. And that's basically that was my plan, really.
Well, Ndabo, let's play your first song that you've chosen to play for us this morning. It's called Ugu Olumnyama, featuring Duduzo Makatini and Zoe Mudiha. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Oh, the beautiful, the haunting, the moody and melodic sounds of Ndabo Zulu. And that song there featuring Zoe Mudira on the vocals. You can hear her. Goodness, she is phenomenal to watch live in person. And of course, the super talented Nduduzo Makatini as well, featured on Ucu Ulumnyama. Ndabo?
Yeah.
I think it's such a blessing and such a beautiful thing to be able to, you know, be able to look across the landscape, and of course, not to mention your own talent, but to look across the landscape of South African artists who are busy, who are active at the moment, and know that you are working amongst a cohort of people that are, first of all, insanely driven, very, very talented, but also not scared to take chances and explore and go on new sonic adventures. Mm-hmm. Is that what was it like to be in studio with the people that you worked with, the artists and the musicians that you collaborated with on the Queen Nandi project?
For me, the members that are in the band, the ensemble, in fact, is not even one of the, is the best ensemble that I've played with in my entire career. And I think it is the best combination, one of the best combinations in the world. It's a unit that you can take out of South Africa and place it anywhere in the world and it would stand and represent like thoroughly, you know?
Mm.
So, and it's one of the ensembles where it is very daunting as well. Just be in the bandstand and try and express what you meant with the music, and also to express yourself as well as a musician, because everyone is on top of their game, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the ensembles where when you're on stage, you are constantly trying to check how fit you are. Like, there are so many great musicians in there, but each and every person plays a very important role into making the vehicle go forward. Everyone is a vital mechanical part of the whole ensemble going forward, and everyone plays their part so well that you can't help but be very self-conscious if you are also doing your part in making the vehicle go forward. Yeah. Even I, as the band leader, you know,
yes.
I question myself so much before I meet the ensemble.
Well,
so
I'm gonna put you on the spot and ask you what it is and your specific capability as a band leader. What is that that core skill or that very important ability that you bring to all of this as a band leader that makes it work, despite the fact that you say you know you need to be super fit, you know that you also need to bring your best. But of course, you know, bringing your best and having a team of superstars means nothing if collaboration can't happen.
As a band leader or Dumkit ensemble, I don't think I'm the authority to say. I always think every time I meet that band, the authority is a power that's beyond me, you know. And I think if I was to go as myself and try to fulfill what Ndabo wants, I don't think we'd be where we are, really, to be honest with you. To be able to have such great musicians in the same bandstand, going for the same goal without anyone deviating from the goal that everyone is going from, is really not me saying, let's do this. You know, it's not me saying this is how it's going to be. And everyone has as I mentioned earlier,
yeah.
Everyone has a role, and that role, the sonic really guides us, and the external power, the external force really guides us to and helps us navigate to for us to get to the same destination in the very same way, with every mechanical part in the vehicle playing its vital role and not deviating from it. So I really wouldn't want to take the take the compliments and say it's because I'm a great band leader. No, because I also believe so much that how the band came about and how the recording came about and how the music came about wasn't really my own doing, but there was an external force. And how really things panned out for this band really is, I also can't serve them. So I can't help and recognize the fact that there's an external power that is helping me.
Yeah.
Forward with the band, really.
Well, Ndabo, I'm going to play you out with the song Ngovivi featuring Zoe Modiha, Linda Sikakane, amongst others, Usia Charles, Martin Nerdeland, as well as Nduduzo Makatini. But before we go, I'm going to leave you with this final message from Thabo in Centurion, who says, please pass my regards to Ndabo Zulu, my favorite musician. Ask him what inspired him about the track Isgedle very quickly in 30 seconds. By the way, I really enjoyed his live performance at Constitutional Hill. Really quickly, inspiration for Isgedle.
Isgedle was really a composition because Nduduzo Makatini is the co-producer and the musical director of the band. So I spoke to Bob Makatini and had this beautiful tune that he had written for the ensemble while we were planning how the repertoire is going to be and how we're going to record it.
Yeah.
So really, it really came about when we had already started writing the music and we knew who the lineup was. And Bob Makatini came with this composition as a contribution to the record. That's really the short version of the explanation.
Love your work, Ndabo Zulu. Thank you for the music. Really appreciate you spending the morning with us. And let's hear it, Ndabo Zulu's second song chosen for Music Corner today in Ngovivi. But time, not necessarily on our hands. Thank you so much for the messages coming throughout the show. I hope you have yourself a good Sunday going forward.